There's a famous Sifri, which is at the end of Parshas Vizos of Bracha, which shows that Hashem actually offered the Torah to all of the nations of the world. Among them, there were absolutely no takers. Hashem turned to each of them, asking them if they wished to receive the Torah. And they said, what's in it? Don't steal. Don't murder. He said, no, it's not for us. We can't accept this Torah. And then finally, Hashem came to Klal Yisrael and said, Nasta v'nishma. We will do, and then we will comprehend. This is a very difficult concept. We say it all the time. The Bnei Yisrael said, Nasta v'nishma. But it seems like walking into something blindly. How could we understand this thought process of Nasta v'nishma? The nations of the world seem to have it right. First asking what the Torah was all about, before contemplating the notion of accepting to adhere to all of its edicts. But how could the Bnei Yisrael then make this statement of Nasa v'nishma? To answer this question, I do not need to share with you a stimulating conversation that occurred among my peers or the words that I overheard in an insightful lecture, but rather from my daughter. My daughter, Malka, and her birthday party. At the party, we had a table that was all set for gifts that she was receiving. I was astounded to see the amount of beautifully wrapped presents her friends had thoughtfully brought for her. The wrapping paper on each gift was of different children's themes, each one carefully placing ribbons and bows right in the center. I was really impressed to witness the effort put forth in the presentation of each of these wrapped presents. And then, and just a few moments later, it was all over. She opened the gifts up, or should I say she attacked her presents. In a matter of minutes, each of the gifts were opened. There was this wrapping paper torn to shreds, scattered throughout our living room floor. As I proceeded to fill a huge garbage bag with all this freshly ripped wrapping paper, I wondered what was the whole point in wrapping these presents all together in the beginning. How did this really enhance the gift? To answer this, imagine for a moment that you desire to give your friend a blender, for example. If it isn't wrapped, they see exactly what you wish to give them. And therefore, they can choose to accept your gift or to graciously decline the present. They know what to expect. They know what they're getting themselves into. However, if you wrap that same present, it's feasible to say that your friend will have no inkling as to what is behind that wrapping. They may shake it about. But upon accepting a gift in this fashion, your friends are going out on a limb, unsure of its contents, uncertain if it's something that they'll ever really end up using. Still, they accept it willingly, wholeheartedly, regardless of this uncertainty. But why would you accept such a gift? And the answer is, since you know the person that's giving you this gift is probably giving you something that they perceive to be good. This is the message, therefore, upon receiving a wrapped present from your friend. You're saying, I don't know what I'm receiving or getting myself into, but since it's a gift coming from you, it has to be good. Rabbi Menachem Mendel Mikutz asked the question, why is Shavuos called Zman Matan Torosenu? It should be called Zman Kabbalat HaTorah. And I believe the word matan, Torateinu, comes from the word matana. It's telling me to tell us that the Torah is just like a wrapped present, an item of complete uncertainty. The nations, therefore, of the world questioned what exactly was inside that present, inside this matana, the Torah. They needed a peek before they were willing to buy it, before they were willing to accept into it. This shows that they were concerned that the Torah could potentially be detrimental to them. This is, in fact, what they were attesting to by their unwillingness to accept the Torah due to what they considered to be such strict laws, not murdering and not stealing. But the Bnei Yisrael understood. They understood that the Torah was a lekach tov, a good acquisition, a good purchase. They didn't need to ask any questions before accepting the Torah. They knew that a gift from Hashem had to be good. This is the message of the words, Nasa v'nishma. We will do, then we will comprehend. This is Man Matan Torasenu, Matan from Matana. The Torah is just like a wrapped present. Good job.